1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. 8:21 this morning, it's our monthly segment with Melanie Soper and Star Relief for Pets based in Stamford. WGCH Newsletter Time 7:51, fourth Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you doing today?
How are you, Tony? Good morning, and good morning to your audience as well.
All right. Well, we're getting toward the end of the session here, so tell us what's new and the committee work that you're doing.
Thank you, Tony. And as you know, in many committees, we are wrapping up and voting bills to the floor of the House or to other committees, like in many cases, appropriations or finance. And some of the bills still require final drafting or adjustments, but we will get there. And I am serving Greenwich in three committees, higher education, where three bills had been, that I would like to point out, had been voted out of committee. One, preserving the independence of our community college foundations. We are proposing to merge the 12 community colleges into one. And the current law allows only one foundation, so if we have all merged, means that the foundations will have to merge. However, we are changing that, and each campus that today have an independent foundation will be able to keep that foundation. Another bill of higher education voted out of committee is the 5441 Workforce Development, and the bill will implement a number of initiatives to expand the pipeline of nurses and the development, and offer also lower students lower student loans for in-demand, high-need occupations, including early childhood workers, nurses, and people working with persons with disabilities. And also another interesting bill is Senate Bill 8 that is aimed at expanding access to college, especially for programs coming out of community colleges. And in education, on Friday, this coming Friday, tomorrow, most likely we'll be voting out of committee the most important bill of this session. It's Bill 5003, and it's a bill concerning education funding in Connecticut. And this is a bill that deals with the distribution of the education cost sharing grant, the ECS, OECG, that is a $2.2 billion appropriation, as you know. And in environment, we move out of committee several bills dealing with the financial incentives for the construction of new schools using non-fossil energy, options like thermal and or solar, dealing with the protection of our parks and coastline and our trees. And this coming Friday, we will most likely be voting out of committee bills that involve a better management of our solid waste, the food scrap diversion with a financial initiative for municipalities that do so. As you know, in Connecticut, in our country, in the state, and in the world, we have an issue and a problem with solid waste, garbage, and recycling. And that's where we are today. And certainly, we will be working on finalizing many of these bills before just moving into the floor to start voting. And learning what is coming out of other committees that are important for my constituents, for Greenwich. And as I told you before, for me it had been a wave of fresh air to see in my committees how both political parties work together, listen to each other, and negotiate to reach a consensus and move the different bills.
Representative, was there a vote taken yesterday on a governor's bill on home heating oil and gasoline? Republicans are saying it's going to make it more expensive.
Yeah, well, that unfortunately, the both committees that, in fact, yesterday on environment and education, for a technical issue, we couldn't meet yesterday. Basically, the agendas were not publishing on time. And so we will be dealing with that on Friday. So we'll be dealing with that. Those meetings had been reconvened for Friday.
Okay. Will that bill pass, do you think, out of committee?
Probably yes, with changes later on, or with proposed changes or final draft. Probably yes, I would say. Not sure yet. And we will see after how they move in. I mean, those bills, the issues dealing with chemicals has some work to be done still. There is opposition, but there are other parts of the bill that deal with, as I said, food scrap diversion on the governor's bill that also are good. Good parts of the bill.
So this all is encompassing the gas, the home heating oil, the food scraps. This is all part of one bill. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the act managing. I believe that you are referring to the act managing waste and creating waste authority that has a part of EPR of chemicals.
Okay, is this part of DEEP having more control then?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, DEEP has quite a lot of control, so here is a debate of how much control we keep at the legislative level and how much goes to DEEP. Yes, that is being discussed and is on the negotiations taking place.
All right, Representative Arzino, we've run out of time, and look forward to next month. It should be interesting to see as we get toward the end of the session. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Tony, and nice to talk to you again.
All right.